of Song of Solomon. Song of Solomon, chapter number 2, and take a very familiar scripture. Song of Solomon, chapter 2, and verse 15. Open your Bible with me and read along. Song of Solomon, chapter number 2, and verse 15. I still hear some pages rattling. If you ain't got it, rattle them pages real loud and we'll wait on you. Song of Solomon, chapter 2, and verse number 15. Take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. Take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. Dear Lord, help us tonight in this Sunday night service to receive from your word. I know, God, that your word is anointed and blessed forever. But I ask for your anointing on our heart tonight, Lord, in our ears, in our mouth, Lord, that we would say what you would have us to say. I thank you for it, Jesus. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated tonight. Take us the foxes, tender grapes. Amen. The opportunity that God has given us. What Song of Solomon is simply saying, in their vineyards they would build a hedge about it. Matter of fact, Ezekiel mentioned said he sought for man among them to stand in the gap. He was probably talking about the military. Amen. In military setting, when someone would fall, there would be a gap. And a man would step up in that line because most of their fighting was just, you know, hand to hand, sword to sword. Stand in the gap. But he also says, make up the hedge. And he's talking about they would build a hedge around these vineyards. When they would plant vineyards, they would plant a hedge at the same time or earlier. They would plant the hedge so close. Amen. Most of the time, the hedge would be made out of like a bush that was full of thorns, and it would intertwine so full. And if they was trying to, you know, trying to be a little bit more resourceful or something, some people wouldn't plant the hedge so thick or so close. Well, they found a problem, and that was baby foxes, little foxes, little dogs, would come into that vineyard and would gnaw on the vine. You know how a dog will chew on stuff? You know, chew up your shoe. You know, chew on a bone. Chew up, some of y'all are shaking your head like you're mad at your dog or something, you know. And other people are shaking their head like you know what I'm talking about. I read kind of a comical story the other day about this auction. That was a benefit auction, and somebody brought a pit bull puppy to the auction. It was a cute little puppy. It was a benefit. And so they would, you know, whatever was sold was going to benefit. I think somebody had health problems. Well, this man and woman both decided they came. They had a lot of money, and they was there, you know, only to help whoever was sick or whatever on these medical bills or funds or however. And so both of them decided they was going to buy that dog. And they got to bidding, and that little pit bull puppy goes for like $5,500. And it became instead of wanting the puppy, it came on who was going to win the bid. And said that finally the man quit and gave up and said, you know, no more. And said the lady bought the puppy and went over and picked it up and and petted it a few times, carried over and laid it in that man's lap. Said, you can have it. But these foxes would go in and would just gnaw, just bite on these vines. Well, it would kill the vines. These baby foxes sometimes would go through and play and jump and grab the green grapes. And they would spoil the vine by gnawing on the vine. They would spoil the grapes by gnawing. They would waste, amen, young and tender grapes they was looking forward to and depending on. I want to talk to us about our families, our children. Amen. The opportunity that God has given us. Maybe friends, family. Amen. Your children. Brother Chris was talking about his babies tonight. Amen. Getting up and singing. Amen. It's little foxes that spoil the vine. Many times we won't let the big ones in, but we'll let the little ones in. Seeming so harmless. Seeming so small that they'll never affect us. But if we're not careful, it'll have lifelong repercussions for a little bitty small thing that we let in. The importance of the hedge, the point of the hedge had to have no gap. The hedge had to be complete to keep even the smallest little fox, amen, from coming into the vineyard. And so it is in our life. Amen. We must take ever so much caution. Amen. Somebody talks about little evils. How can there be a little evil? They talk about little lies. How can there be little lies? White lies or something like that, you so, you know, little white lies. Or, you know, it's all evil. Amen. And it will all contaminate. It will all affect us. The Bible tells us in James that if we keep the whole law and offend in one point, we're guilty of all. Y'all still with me tonight? I'm going to preach to us about these tender grapes and these little foxes. Tender grapes, the importance for us to realize, amen, of the opportunity that God's given us, children, babies. Amen. And the devil's out to get us. The devil's out to get them. The devil wants to destroy every child. We look at that little baby's face and we smile. We gather around. Everybody wants to hold him. Everybody wants to hold her. Everybody wants this. But the devil, amen, is looking at a potential target that he can take to hell. Cannot imagine, amen, the thoughts and the plans that God has for our children. So likewise, the enemy has thoughts and plans, amen, for every one of us. We must be ever so careful. The Bible uses scriptures and says, lest Satan should get advantage on us. You see, that's what the devil wants to do, is he wants to get the advantage over on us. He wants to get that first step. Amen. But what we must do is build up the hedge. Amen. And stand in the gap lest Satan should get an advantage on us. It's ever so important for us, amen, to realize these tender grapes, these children, these babies, how important is it for us to raise them in the house of God, to lead them and direct them the ways of God. God gives us a responsibility. Amen. God gives us a responsibility to do what we must do. I was reading about, there was a man that, actually a Jewish man that went through the Holocaust. And I don't know that I'll pronounce his name right. I wish I would have got it just right, because some of y'all might know him. I never heard of him, but he actually won the Nobel Peace Prize. And in 1954, he came out and came to Paris, France, and became a began to write for a Jewish newspaper. And he had been a prisoner in a concentration camp. He actually wrote a book called Night, just simply Night, N-I-G-H-T, Night. You might have heard of that. I don't know. I've never read it. I don't think I have it. But he was 26 years old, a young man, and he was a newspaper correspondent, and he went to interview a French author, and who was a devout Christian. And this French author was, you know, he had interest and was going to write about some of the writings that this French author had wrote. So he goes into his apartment. He sets up an appointment. He goes into his apartment and begins to talk. But this French author, who was an older man and devout Christian, knew that he was a Jew. And he wanted so bad to talk about the Lord and Jesus. And so he comes in and he begins to speak about Jesus. This man, whatever his name is, it started with a W. His last name started with a W, but he becomes uneasy and, you know, becomes, you know, irritated and all this. He doesn't want it. And, you know, well, this older gentleman, this French writer, he begins to press it more, and he would try to change the conversation, and always this French writer would bring it back to Jesus. Always talk about Jesus. He became so irritated that he hadn't wrote no notes, and he had been there for some time, that he stood up and he said, "You speak of Christ. You call Jesus Christ. You Christians speak of him. The passion of Christ, the agony of Christ, the cross of Christ." He's throwing his finger, mad, red in the face. And he said, "I knew Jewish children that suffered far more than Christ could ever suffer." And he, you know, he said, "They suffered more than Christ ever did on the cross." And spitting mad, red faced. And he said, "Now you explain that to me." And this older French man, touched by such a response, and he was a Christian man, soft-hearted, and tender to God, tender to people. And he just began to weep. He began to cry and weep in his apartment. And he just began to weep. And he reaches out for this man as he grabs his stuff, and he says, "Please sit down, we'll talk. I'm sorry, we'll sit down." And just weeping. And the man starts to apologize, "I'm sorry," and all that stuff, but he marches out, runs out, and he slams the door behind him, goes out, get on the elevator, and to go down, and this old French man jumps up out of his chair, throws on his slippers, and runs out, and catches him by the arm, says, "Hey, you know, I want to apologize. Please come back. I'll talk to you. I know that wasn't the reason you came. Come back. I want to talk to you. And I want you to know that I care about you," and all that. And he came back in and began to talk to him. He created a friendship with him. What I read, he created a friendship with him. He began to talk to him. And he said, "Tell me." He sat down. He said, "Tell me about the camps." This Jewish man said, "I had never had anybody that even believed, that even would know, would even listen, amen, about what had happened to us in these Jewish concentration camps." And he said, but he looked at me and he said, "I knew that he cared and I knew that he loved me." And he said that I began to tell him about children suffering and all that I'd said. And he said, right then and there, he said, my life changed right there in that man's apartment. Because he took time for me and took the opportunity to reach for me. Took the time to care about my pain and my suffering. He said, I walked out of there, amen, and he had convinced me into writing a book on the consecration camp, which he ended up writing and became a prize, you know, bestseller and all that. And as a matter of fact, he said, I won the Nobel Peace Prize because of that conversation. What was it? That man realized, amen, there was tender grapes. There was tender grapes that could be reached. Sometimes we forget about the tender grapes. We forget about the children. We forget about opportunities. We forget about the coworker that's hurting. Amen. Bethany's dad was preaching last night and telling about, Bethany might remember this, I don't know if it happened after we was got married, I don't know, but there was a man that he went to see, and they told him, "Don't go in there. He don't want to see a preacher." And he said, "I'm going anyway." And he went in there, and the man cussed him out and carried on, and Brother Paul said, I walked out and said, the Lord dealt with me a couple days later, go back. And I went back and told him to leave and he'd pray for him. And then he said, finally one day I went over there after he had went 4 or 5 times and he said, when I pulled up in his yard, he said, I felt the Holy Ghost go with me. Amen. And he said, I went in there and that man got gloriously saved before he died. What was it? Tender grapes. Do we realize the tender grapes? Amen. On the vines. Do we realize, amen, the opportunities that God wants to place before us? Children. Amen. The devil is after every child, but there is protection. There's safety. There is, amen, God is able. I know that, amen, raising these children, and I've seen the hand of the devil, demonic powers. But the devil, amen, has only got so much power. He can only do so much. And I believe that. And I want to preach about this tonight. Amen. The importance. When we see these tender grapes, when we see the opportunity in a child, when we see the opportunity in our life, the opportunity when God gets a hold of it, amen, what a different attitude do we have? Do we have a different attitude? Or we say, well, that was just the baby grapes, you know. But take the foxes, take the small things, amen, and put ever so much importance on the small things. Amen. God help us to realize the little foxes spoil the vines. Amen. God wants to deal with us. In Hebrews chapter number 2, he said we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things that we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? The Bible tells us, and Peter said, knowing these things are coming, knowing that, amen, that the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also, the works thereof, shall be burned up. Seeing then that these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Amen. Looking at the vineyard and seeing the tender grapes. Looking at what the little foxes can do to our vines. Amen. What kind of persons we ought to be? That's what it says right here. What manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Seeing the opportunity in a child, amen, of ours. Seeing the opportunity in a grandchild. Seeing the opportunity in a brother or a sister. Seeing the opportunity in our lives. What kind of persons ought we ought to be? Take the foxes, amen, that spoil the vines, lest Satan should get advantage on us. And I want to talk to us tonight about the power of the Word of God, amen, and what God's Word can do for us. I want to talk to us tonight about the power of the blood of Jesus and how the blood of Jesus can protect us. And I want to talk to us about the Holy Ghost, amen, the Spirit of God and what it can do for us and our children and our families. Amen. The little foxes would have never got in if the hedge didn't have a hole in it. First thing we got to do when we're taking the foxes, the little foxes, is we got to find the hole in the hedge. Amen. Now I tell you, the Word of God, the power of the Word of God to protect us, to build a hedge about us. Amen. God does build a hedge about us. I pray for these children when they're kneeling around up here. I say, Lord, build a hedge about them. I may not say it every Sunday. Amen. But I try to remember and say, Lord, build a hedge about them. Protect them from the evil that is in this world. God can build a hedge around us. God can build a hedge around our children. God can build a hedge around us that is more powerful than the enemy, more powerful than the devil. Amen. The Word of God, the Bible says that the Apostle Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. There was an old preacher, amen, from the hills of Kentucky. I never knew him. He's dead and gone. But I knew his sons. I've preached with them and went to their churches, and they're great men of God. Amen. Pastored. But they said when those boys was born that he would take a little New Testament. Amen. And when those babies was born in the hospital, amen, they're probably in their 50s now, or maybe somewhere, maybe early 60s, that he would take that hand most of the time clutched up, and he would pry open that little baby's hand, and he would slide in a New Testament and put that New Testament in those boys' hands and hold it there for some time. And then when they got a little older, he told them all, he said, "Boys, the first thing your hand ever put its, the first thing your hand ever grasped was the Word of God, the Bible." Hallelujah. I believe God has called you to preach. I believe God has called you to work for Him. Amen. And no doubt God has used them. Amen. The Word of God, the power of God. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God and the salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Amen. The power of the Word of God to build a hedge around our children and protect them from danger, harm. Amen. And sickness and disease. Amen. The power of the Word of God. Amen. Read the Bible to your children. I mean, this world, we take our children nowadays, and the television is the babysitter. Not so much the moving screen that's the problem, it's what's behind it. It's the producers that are homosexuals. It's the producers, Hollywood. Amen. And that filth that's out there, all the way down to what am I trying to say? Those little kids. What's that? You know, like Disney. But what are they called? No, I'm not talking about that. I'm just trying to say comic, but I'm trying to say cartoon characters. I mean, they got these cartoon characters that are gay and lesbians and things like that. My God, help us. I'm walking through Walmart, Kilgore Walmart, some time back, and there's a little baby there. And of course, Brianna's little, and y'all, some of y'all might remember this. I don't think about it very often, but this is a fact that I'm telling you with my hand up. And he said, and I'm these babies are making noise and crying. And this baby's crying. Brianna's got this baby, and it cries, and then it says, in a real faint, faded voice, it said, "Allah is light." I said, "Wait, give me that baby. You remember that, Sister Bethany?" I said, and it'd cry for a little while. Y'all might remember that. Some of y'all might even let y'all listen to it. Say, "Allah is light." Little bitty baby, wasn't even that big, right out here at Kilgore Walmart. I go to the manager. Of course, he didn't know. They had no, probably wasn't a worker in that store knew. And I said, "These, come back here. I've got to show you something." Of course, they're busy. I stayed right there. I never left that store until I took workers right back there to the toy section in Kilgore Walmart and said, "I want you to listen to these babies." We grab babies all over, pushing them babies. Anybody that walked by, I said, "Listen to this. Listen to this baby right here." I said, I tell them, you know, I said, "Man, yeah, that's what that just said, Allah is light." Amen. And of course, everybody just enraged. How would that be? But that's how important it is to the devil for our children. I'm not saying that my little baby Brianna would go Muslim, but come on, church. We don't have to put up with this stuff. Amen. I said, we don't have to put up with this stuff. Amen. I remember I stood right there until they pulled them all off and put them in a buggy and went. And you know what else I did? I went to every store around and I looked for them. And there was one store, started with a T, Target. They already knew. Right up there in Longview. Anyways, I've been back to Target, but very few times. Our babies, our children, amen, the attack, that little fox that wants to get in there and spoil the vines. Amen. Read the Word of God to them. Quote the Bible. I thank the Lord for Christian school. I thank the Lord for homeschool. I thank the Lord. Y'all was here Wednesday night when the children quoted that scripture. Me and Sister Bethany didn't teach that to them. That came right out of that building right over there, that Christian school. Ain't that right, Sister Christy? She's the one. Let's give Sister Christy a hand. I thank the Lord for it. The Word of God. Hallelujah. The Bible says, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee." It's important that our children learn the Word of God. Amen. Build the hedge up with the Word of God. When Moses' mother, her name was Jochebed. Amen. She built that ark. The Bible said she put that pitch on the inside and on the outside of that ark. Hallelujah. That's the word of God. We've got to put it on the inside of their heart. We've got to take them to church. Amen. Show them the ways of God. The Bible said, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he'll not depart from it. The word of God, the power of the word of God. The Bible said he'll be a shield unto us. Amen. I believe that God will build a hedge about our children. Amen. And take care of the foxes. The word of God, amen, is what will protect us. The blood of Jesus. Amen. I'm preaching about take the foxes, the little foxes, demonic powers that come against our children. I will be honest with you tonight. Many years ago, somebody had gave me some books that I was kind of a little bit leery about. And I'm not crazy about all this stuff, you know, but I mean, I know that it's real. I've experienced things enough to know that it's real. You know, you watch things or you bring things into your home or you let your children see things, it can affect them. And it may be more than just a nightmare. Maybe some type of evil spirit that is after them. We've got to be careful what we show our children, what we indulge ourselves in. Because you let the devil in, he's going to come in. He may not possess you in the sense that you are demon possessed, but he may oppress you, or he may come in and take over your children. And the devil has power. Amen. He made a woman bowed over. Amen. He made a man sick and lay in a pool. Amen. The Bible talks about spirits of infirmity and different things. Amen. And I know that it's not all the devil, but that it is real. We have to be careful. How do we know? We have an open heart. When God deals with us, we have to stop it right then and there. Because when God deals with us about something, if we don't do it, we let the devil have power and control. Because we're in an evil war. And this man had given me some books, and it was a religious type of a comic book, and it wasn't like filthy stuff, but it had a lot of things in there. And I remember, amen, that night having trouble with the children, and well, I think maybe even Brianna was the only one that was born. And I remember that I began to pray and seek God, and I felt like the Lord dealt with me, because it was like there was nothing wrong, but then there was something wrong. And the Lord dealt with me, get those books out of this house. And I'm telling you, I got them out of the house. As a young father, I got them out of the house. Amen. Hallelujah. The powers of hell are real. And I know that the power of God is able to protect, but we got to have wisdom. We got to have, and it's important for us to act. Is there somebody in here that's demon possessed? And, you know, you don't have to make a big scene about it, but it's, you know, maybe better that the children, you know, move out, go to a different room or something. Amen. That devil will come out and go into somebody. Amen. It's able. The Bible says they'll find an empty vessel and go in. And, we've got to be covered in the blood. And, you know, I don't go around worried about when I go to Walmart or something like that, because I know that we carry the Spirit of God with us and He's greater. But in situations where you have knowledge, when you have knowledge and you know, and then you overpass it, that's when the danger zone comes in. There is a danger zone with the devil. Amen. Amen. And when we have knowledge, that's in the hedge. But when we step over the hedge, we're out of the hedge. Y'all listen to me tonight. Take the foxes, the little foxes, little bitty things. You open up. You may watch some movie, some horror movie or something like that, or something that you think may be interesting to you, or you might get involved with a person or something that is evil. And if you're not careful, there'll be foxes let loose in your vineyard and your children will be affected. The devil preys on the weak. Amen. But the blood of Jesus, the Word of God, builds the hedge. Now, I'm not going to take much longer tonight. Amen. I feel like the Spirit of the Lord is teaching us something here tonight. Amen. Exodus tells us that He said, I'm going to pass through the land of Egypt. And every house that does not have the blood on it, the death angel is going to go in there and kill one child out there, the firstborn. He said, but when I come to the door, amen, He said, when I see the blood, I will tell him, don't go in that house. Hallelujah. Now, I want to tell you something, brother and sister. Amen. When God sees the blood on our house, hallelujah. Amen. When the powers, amen, that is greater than us sees the blood on our house, they cannot go in there. The Bible says in Exodus, amen, He said, I will not suffer him to enter into that house. That word suffer in that, amen, means allow. Where Jesus said, suffer the little children come to me. The old English, amen, of that word meant allow the little children to come unto me. And when He said right here, He said, I will not suffer, amen, them to enter into that house in Exodus 12 and verse number 23. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when He seeth the blood upon the lintel and upon the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer or allow the destroyer to come into your house to smite you. We need to get the blood applied to our house. We need to get the blood applied to our hearts. Amen. Plead the blood of Jesus over our children. Amen. Plead the blood of Jesus over their minds. Plead the blood of Jesus over their hearts. Plead the blood of Jesus over their eyes. Plead the blood of Jesus over their ears. Plead the blood of Jesus, the power of the blood of Jesus. Amen. He said, hallelujah. Amen. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Amen. It's important for the blood, amen, to take over our life and protect our children from danger and harm. Sister said, amen, she said, I was full of the devil. I was demon possessed. She said, the Lord delivered me and set me free. She said, when I got back home one night, late one night, she said, I felt an evil presence come in my room. She said, I looked up and there was a devil. Amen, right there in my room. She said, I climbed up at the bedpost scared to death as that devil looked right at me. She said, I knew he was coming back. She said, I remembered the preacher at the church saying, if you see the devil or the devil comes around, say, I plead the blood of Jesus. She said, it took me so long. She said, but I finally got it out. I plead the blood of Jesus. She said, that devil backed up. She said, I got a little stronger. I plead the blood of Jesus. She said, that devil backed up one more time. She said, I got a little stronger. I plead the blood of Jesus. She said, that devil backed up one more time. She said, he was all the way up against the wall. And she said, he got this mad look on his face. Now, I'm just telling you what she said. Said, he got this mad look on his face. And said, I could tell he's fixing to come for me. She said, I said it one more time. I plead the blood of Jesus. And she said, about that time, it was like a laser beam went across in between me and him at the foot of my bed. She said, it was like the devil couldn't see it. And said, that devil began to run and said at me. Said, but when he got to that, to that laser beam, said it was like a bungee cord. Said he ran right into it and it threw him back up against the wall. Said he had run into it, threw him against the wall. Then she said he tried about four times, about as many times as I had said, I plead the blood. Amen, blood of Jesus. And said he, amen, finally shook himself and turned and walked out. And she said that the Lord spoke to me and said, the devil can't cross the bloodline. Hallelujah. I'm talking about
the blood on our doorpost. Yes, there's evil all out there. I look at my babies. I look at children. I look like Brother Chris talking about in Walmart. Amen. These babies and children going to hell. I think about mine. I think about my children. But I'm telling you, the devil can't cross the bloodline. Hallelujah. We've got to cover them in the blood of Jesus through believing in God. Amen. The Spirit of God, the power of God, the Holy Ghost power. Amen. I want to preach to you one more thing. Not just the Word of God, not just the blood. Amen. But the Holy Ghost power. Amen. We need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Filled with the Holy Ghost power. Filled with His anointing. Amen. Letting Him have control of our life. Because God knows all things and He knows the future. Amen. That is our equipment for this hour. Amen. He equips us with the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Sister Bethany's grandma was telling me about it'd be Brother Paul's grandpa. It was an old bootlegger, a moonshiner down in the hills of Southwest Virginia. His wife was a sanctified holy roller. They used to call them holy rollers. You know that? We used to be called holy rollers because we talked in tongues and rolled on the floor and shouted, hallelujah. And they'd say, stay away from the holy rollers. Well, he got saved. And the sheriff heard that he, you know, was in town. And so he caught up with him on his horse. And he said, I'd like to go by the house. He's going to take him in for all the crimes he committed. So I'm going to take, he said, take you by the house. And said, I'd like to tell my wife goodbye. You know, he's going to go to jail, prison. Who knows for how long. He had done some horrible things. He might have even been hung for it. This was way years ago. Said the sheriff come by and said they got there. And said mama had just fixed food. Just had food set there. Said, sheriff, before you go, y'all eat a good meal. Said, let's sit right here and eat a good meal. Hallelujah. Praise God. Said the sheriff. Said, I'm going to ask for grace. Praise God. Said he knelt his head, bowed his head and began to pray. Said the power of God fell in there. Said he began to thank God for saving him. Said, Lord, I know I'm going to jail. I know I'm going to prison, but I want to thank you for saving me. I ask you to keep your hand over my wife, my children. But I want to thank you. Said the power of the Holy Ghost come down on mom. Said she started shouting and speaking in tongues all around the table. Said the power of God was there. Said, thank you for saving my husband. Said he may go to jail, but thank you, Lord, that he's saved. Said the sheriff got up and said, you ain't going to jail. Said, we're just going to forget about all this. I'm talking about the power of God, the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Oh, he preached the gospel and went, you know, a lot of different places and fell into sin and backslid for years and said that Grandma Pires would take those, amen, boys, walk through the woods to church. Amen. Said she'd shout on the way to church and shout on the way back home. Amen. Said she'd tie rags together and those children, however many they was, amen, would hold on to that rag. Amen. Through the dark, walk that trail back home. Amen. And those boys that became out preachers and holiness preachers and pastored Assembly of God churches in Washington, D.C. Amen. And preached the gospel for years and died and went on to glory. They said many a times mama would stop. Amen. And shout on the way home. Amen. Thinking about the message and speaking in tongues for the glory of God. I'm talking about, amen, take the foxes, the little foxes. How do we take care of these foxes? You can't catch them foxes. You got to stop up the hedge. It'll drive you crazy chasing everything around. I come to realize I can't preach against everything. I can tell you one thing, if I can stop that hedge in people's life. Hallelujah. You got to preach against some stuff and you find that out. Amen. But if I can get somebody to praying, amen, if I can get somebody to reading the Word of God, if I can get somebody seeking for the Holy Ghost, if I can get somebody on fire for God, amen, those foxes will never get in that vineyard, and you can watch their children grow up and serve God and be full of the Holy Ghost too. I know these children are wore out tonight. Praise God. Stand together with me tonight. Let's just give God praise for this service. Thank the Lord for His Word. Thank the Lord for the blood of Jesus. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Sister Bethany, we'll do something different tonight. We'll bring our babies up here and pray for them. Build a hedge about them. Come on. Amen. Mamas, daddies, however. I mean, bring those children up here. Hallelujah.